Report, YouTube demonetizes Grabian's channel. By Paul Bois on August 12, 2021. Big Tech further tightened its grip around free speech this week when YouTube reportedly demonetized Grabian Media's channel for sharing content unpopular with the company's overlords. Grabian, a popular site conservative outlets use to obtain news clips, has been battling YouTube's censorship over the past several months. Starting in May when the tech giant blocked a Grabian video that featured a concerned mother denouncing child mask mandates. On Tuesday, Grabian founder Tom Elliott lamented that YouTube demonetized his company's channel 1 week after it pulled a clip featuring former President Donald Trump speaking at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC. Elliott suspected the demonization came in response to a Trump video that Grabian's YouTube channel featured. I suspected this was coming after YouTube last month randomly pulled down a Trump clip from CPAC in February, giving our channel a strike, he added. 4 days later, they age-restricted a video, and the next day another. Though YouTube said the demonetization stemmed from Grabian allegedly reusing content, Elliott asserted that accusation was untrue. Now, a week later, they've demonetized the account. Their stated reason is that our channel has reused content, which is untrue. We only post original montages and news clips pulled from public domain news sources. If it were true, surely they would have flagged specific clips, he tweeted. Despite YouTube's decision, Elliott said that it would not severely affect Grabian's bottom line. Unlike many creators who rely heavily on Google for their revenue, our YouTube channel has no real importance to our company, he said. 4 hours later, YouTube responded to Elliott's announcement by advising him to continue reviewing the company's monetization policies. YouTube routinely demonetizes conservative platforms, often with little to no explanation, and for reasons that do not apply to more left-leaning platforms. In January of this year, YouTube demonetized the Epoch Times without identifying the videos that were in violation of its community guidelines. YouTube demonetized the Epoch Times and related accounts last week, said Stephen Gregory, publisher of the newspaper. This is the latest example of big tech suppression of free speech, a step on the road to communist-style censorship. Earlier this week, YouTube issued a 1 week suspension to Senator Rand Paul's RKY account for posting a video in which he criticized the efficacy of mask mandates to combat the coronavirus. They are now banning all my speech, including speech that is given on the Senate floor, which is protected constitutional, Paul said Tuesday. YouTube now thinks they are smart enough and godly enough that they can oversee speech, even constitutionally protected speech. Follow Paul Bois on Twitter at PaulBoy39.